This talk is from GreatCatholicHomilies.com. The homilist is Father Anthony Branken of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Now, I thought, before we go into the profession of faith, I thought just to give a few moments of a meditation or thoughts that I had. Did you know that Cardinal George once said that while he expects that he will die in his bed, he assumes that the next cardinal after him will die in jail, and that the one that comes after him will be executed? Whoa, what's that all about? Well, if the truth be known, this is Cardinal George's way of expressing his deep anxiety and concern over the trajectory of our society. Where is our country and where is our world going? And he does not think it is going in a good direction. In other words, the Cardinal is convinced that this atheist, secularist, anti-Catholic government of the United States is coming after us. Sometimes subtly, sometimes smoothly, sometimes seductively, and sometimes, as recently, a little brusquely. But surely, it's coming after us. And he's deeply worried that the non-believers who run this country and who run modern society as well, I'm talking about Europe, they're no better than what's going on here, or parts of Latin America, the ones who finance it, the ones who grow wealthy from it, the ones who have the islands off of the Bahamas, who create its laws and the shoddy, dirty way of life. They hate Jesus Christ and they hate the Catholic people. So much and so thoroughly do they hate him and us that they will stop at nothing to eliminate the influence of Jesus and his followers and their way of life from this world. And so the government does what it wants to do and will pass the laws it figures it must pass and punish those whom it figures it must punish in order to neutralize grace and goodness in our world. So when the Cardinal says that his successors are probably going to be arrested and then maybe executed, he's warning us, the priest and the people, that not too long from now we are going to get the chance par excellence of proving how Catholic we are. We're going to get the opportunity to suffer for our faith in Jesus Christ. Often enough, as Catholics in the modern world, we have to shed our pride, but the Cardinal is telling us we may one day have to shed our blood. Now remember how we read the Cardinal's letter last week? When he defied the government and in no uncertain terms told the government that we as Catholics would not comply with the command to involve ourselves with providing insurance for our people, for such immoral things as artificial contraception, sterilization, and abortion. And all the bishops in the country, almost all of them, and all the cities of the United States said the same thing. And this is not about money. This is about our utter refusal to be involved with practices and activities regarding life and love that are in themselves intrinsically immoral. And the bishops have let the president know, and all his minions, he's let them know that we will not be involved with this immorality. Now, right now, the issue is insurance. And the federals say that the Catholics and the people of conscience must still provide all these immoral things for our people, but we will not. And therefore, and this is where it gets immediate, unless the government relents and changes their demands, at least we who work for the church, priests in parishes, teachers in schools, professors in universities, doctors and nurses in hospitals, will lose our insurance. It's that simple. And the schools and the agencies of the Archdiocese who do not comply will be fined large, large amounts of money, and then they'll be fined again, and then they'll be fined again, until the government finally succeeds in closing down all that we Catholics have built in this country for 200 years. And that includes grammar schools, hospitals, universities, orphanages, that's just for starters. I am sure at some point, and this is what Cardinal George is warning us about, They're going to start arresting bishops for failure to pay the fines, for failure to comply with the laws. And then they will come for the priests, and then they will continue to harass the Catholic people and any who continue to resist. In the final analysis, if we hold to the faith and to our Lord, we will all be cellmates. We will not participate in damming up our mothers with contraceptives. We will not participate in making our men and women infertile. And we will not be involved in killing poor little babies, the ones that actually get conceived, with chemicals and drugs and devices and scalpels and poisons. We will not kill babies, and we will not kill love. We as Catholics believe in love and life and the intimate bond between the two. We believe in the love between a husband and a wife. And we believe that love is faithful, love is permanent, love is fruitful. It's the law of God. And no mandate or dictate from any government can change that. And the selfish, dried-up atheists who pass all these laws and the mandates, the ones who hurt families and think that abortion is somehow a right, and they send our young people off to war in their perpetual wars, well, they can shake their handcuffs in front of us all they want, but we will not surrender. We won't. So all of this is to say is that we can let them do their best against us. They do not threaten us. We are the Church of Christ, and Christ is God. We are therefore the Church of Martyrs, and our blood, even if it is shed figuratively, will only help the Church grow. President Obama and his legions can start now. Go ahead, it's okay. We can take it. Besides, all of this will only give us a wonderful opportunity to clarify and appreciate what we really believe about life and love, and who it is that we really worship. The God of life and love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Hear more talks like these at greatcatholichomilies.com.